Can I hear it? What's this one about?
Well, I was thinking we don't really have any photographs of us, and I thought this song could be like a photograph. It captures us in this moment in our lives together.
I like her photograph. I can see you in it.
This happiness, this love, it's what we long, what we search for our whole lives, hoping that one day we may feel the same way, feel the togetherness that they felt and the peace you heard earlier or just now. We search our whole lives for this. Some would say it's the basis of our human existence is to be loved and to love and to feel something along those lines. And I have found myself in moments of wanting such things and feeling like they weren't gonna ever happen or never be found, you know. It's like I'm searching for this Ark of the Covenant and I'm never gonna find that piece that goes to the staff, and never quite catching the light, the right moment to shine through and show me the way. And I remain lost in a pit of snakes. You know, it might just be me. Sometimes you have to realize that just wanting those things, it's not going to make it happen. It might, but most likely not. And to think that those feelings can't be felt without the, you know, company of another person or another being, entity. I mean, we try to find this love and this happiness in God and or what we perceive to be God in so many forms, and other people that we try to join with and be together so that we may feel this love and this happiness. And we kind of try to get our lives to sound as complex and as beautiful, as eloquent, as seamless as that piece that we saw or that we heard earlier. But that might not always be the case. As beautiful as it was, does it accurately represent the human condition in those emotions, really? Do those emotions sound like that? Does love sound like that piece? In that moment, in that film, if you're not aware of that, was that the piece in the beginning of this podcast was from the movie Her. A small clip, a moment in that film. But does that truly express that moment? And I felt like that moment was filled with love and happiness and togetherness. But is that an accurate portrayal of said emotions? And I'm not sure. I have definitely felt happiness, but has it been with another person? I probably not. And it's usually not felt without an aid or some kind of help with a substance or an experience. So, you know, like I was saying earlier, we search for this moment that we can feel just as beautiful on the inside as that classical piece was to our ears. We try to feel that internally, you know, that poetic, that free, really, that's felt. It's a very freeing piece, to me at least. And it went on a little bit more, but I wanted to cut it there so we can kind of experience it. And those emotions can be felt without someone else, but it takes a while to get yourself ready to get yourself in the position where you could give that to yourself or, just exude it from your soul, I guess. And I'm not trying to make this sound new agey or, you know, it's just your chakras. Just, you know, I mean, as much as that shit sounds cool and I like it, that's not the case. But we search and we search for, you know, just the ability to be loved and to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy. You know, a lot of people don't think it's achievable without an outside force, be it an entity or, I don't know, someone that they care about and stuff. And we need, you know, you get to a point where you realize that it is yourself. You are the one that generates said emotions, I guess would be the right word. But I wanted to quote something so we can kind of get it on, so you can understand what I'm talking about here. But look, it is feasible. All right, this is what I found. Okay, this is something that I wrote that may help. A lost man must find joy in himself before he tries to find it in someone else. Because if he is not one with his solidarity, he will destroy anything he touches. And what I'm trying to say there is, as much as we think that the source of our happiness is, or, you know, the source of love itself is within someone else or something else, we have to realize that it's within ourselves that the love that we need. It's within ourselves. The love we need is within ourselves. Like, I'm stuttering all over the place. Seems the words that I need are not within myself at this moment, but you need to find it in yourself before you can really expect it to go anywhere. And as cliche as it sounds, you know, you must love yourself before you love another person. But that expression, that feeling, at least I get when I watch that movie and hear that little riff, that piece that was composed for that film, I feel like that is a pretty decent portrayal of what love can be and what happiness can be. And if you believe hard enough, you can find that peace, that freeing, fluttering feeling within yourself. You know, and obviously, I'm not saying that love and happiness is just that. If you watch that film, and I've spoken about this film before, so I don't want to be just talking about it, but love obviously isn't just positive. It is also negative. And it is something that we long for some reason. For some reason, no matter what, no matter where you are and, you know, all your you could have so many other attributes. So many other things could be going right in your life. And you can be feeling more fulfilled in a numerous fields. And, you know, you could have everything you ever thought you wanted. But if you do not have that central feeling of love, of happiness, you'll find yourself, you know, in wanting and feeling alone, I guess. I mean, you can ask someone like Russell Brand, who's in most cases, he was in what I guess most people would consider like a golden, like a dream scenario, you know, something that they would really, really want, but thought they could never achieve. And he got to the point where he was famous and rich, and he could literally get anything that he wanted. And he was, you know, he was also, I think, if I'm not mistaken, a sex addict, or at least used sex to fill whatever he thought he was missing. But most dudes, most people would think that, okay, once I get all this, this is it. And, you know, some people realize that that's not the case. Some people pretend to realize that's not the case so they can sound woke. You know, that damn term that is, it's in a Gambino song that's really good, but that term has been soiled like many others. But when we find ourselves in, I guess, those feelings, or is that feeling of wanting said things, of feeling a lack of love or a lack of happiness, you need to search within. I don't need, it makes it sound like I have all the answers, which I don't. So I'm basically telling myself that, not that at the moment right now, I'm not in a state of needing happiness or not feeling loved, I guess. I mean, I don't really, love itself has evaded me over many a year. So I don't know if it's something that I'm searching for, but I guess, you know, I mean, like I talked about in the other episode, the human connection and stuff like that. But, you know, if you can't fulfill what you need within yourself, for yourself, it'll be a lot harder to make that happen in something that is as complex as a relationship with someone, or even with something or an entity. I mean, I don't know if you could truly serve a higher power, if that's what you believe in, if you weren't correct with yourself and in a position to love yourself, because that self-love is something that I think is a key to a lot of people's problems. Because there's a lot of people, especially now, they're really quick to get in an argument. They, you know, always want to prove somebody wrong just to feel better about themselves, I guess. I don't know. You know, those people that they're mildly intelligent, so they want to prove their point and make it seem like, oh, look. Or they are really smart, and I'm not saying that, you know, these people are stupid, because even me saying stuff like that is still basically proving my own point. But like, it's not that serious. We don't have to get an argument. I know where we are politically and stuff like that, but there's no need for said arguments. Like, you don't need, it's not needed. What we do need is more togetherness. And as much as we try to make everything, you know, us and them, it's still just we on this ball earth, or flat earth, if that's what you believe in. I mean, you know, I've never been to space, so who am I to tell you? You know, I just listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson. That's all I do. So I don't know. But that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about here is the search of the soul. The soul of a man is, I guess, the core of it. The core of the soul of a human is made of love and happiness. And you would think that, oh, bro, those are the same thing. I think they might be just two sides of the same coin. Because with love, you get happiness. And I don't know, maybe without happiness you can still have love, because there's a lot of people in relationships that are painful and they still love each other. Why? Maybe because on the other side of that pain will be happiness. So happiness is technically always there. It's just a matter of time before it reveals itself. So, I mean, this came out a little random, but what I'm trying to say is we'll just bring this all together. Bring this love and this happiness together. These two sides of the same holy coin. And before it spins and lands on what emotion we may feel, we need to realize that the only person that can bring those emotions from within us is us. And once you felt that love for yourself, felt the happiness about who you are in this moment, how you are better than you were before, and how you would continue to get better in the future. Once we feel that within ourselves, then we can exude that. And someone who exudes love, exudes happiness, is someone you'd want to be around. So once that is exuded, if that's a real word, once that is ebbing, that's, I guess, you know, just beaming from within. Once you're beaming like a Lupe Fiasco song, and, you know, that can be, you can see it under your skin and through your eyes. Once you see that light from within someone, you can find it in someone else. And once you find each other, you can be, I guess you can represent those emotions in a whole being. Because they say, you know, the Adam and Eve and all that stuff, you know, Eve was the rib, so they became whole once again. And, you know, once you're with the one, if that is an even thing, or just someone in that moment that exudes the same love and happiness that you do, you guys can exude it together and become as bright as any lighthouse there ever was, or as bright as the North Star in the sky. And, you know, become, I don't even know where that was going, but you can, once you find it with someone else, then you can, I guess, be as one and as beautiful as that classical piece was in the beginning of this podcast. And that's all most people are searching for, is love and happiness. And if it's the same thing, then great. If it's two sides of the same coin, you can't have a coin without both sides. So I don't know how that was supposed to be witty or anything like that, but that's where it is. It's within us all, and once we find it, we can share it with others, and you can sound beautifully, I guess, or trying to connect it to that piece. But it could be as your love shared with someone else, or with us all, can be as beautiful as that piece that we just heard earlier in the podcast. But that was episode 11 of the Note to Self podcast. So thank you for listening. Thank you for all the help and support. And this was Note to Self. Goodbye.